Oh, fucking hell. Noises and everything. Welcome to Belligerent's History of Gabar. This month we are doing Headfuck. Now, I suppose some people might argue that Headfuck weren't really Gabba, but I think they were when I was listening to Gabba back in those days. They started making tunes, and it was just sort of, you know, a bit more rungle, cluttered, mash-up, madness kind of Gabba, rather than just your foot-the-floor crunching Gabba. So, yeah, here we go. This is basically what we're going to hear tonight. It's going to be the first five bits of vinyl on Headfuck record labels. That's the black, the white, the... what was it? The blue. The blue was the last one, so it must have been the yellow, the red, the blue, in that order. Anyway, the first tune we're listening to is number one, side A of Headfuck Records number one. It's covered by Keltec and it's called Step.
Step.
there we go. Oop, a bit of feedback, lovely. Now the sounds of Step by Kel-Tec dying away there in the background. Now on to Headfuck 2. They seem to manage to try and drag in the DJ Enticer to entice people to buy their lovely record. And his new school Retaliation, which is the A1 track on this, I've always thought's rubbish. So we're going to listen to A2, which is by Ronin, and is called, hang on a second, just let me look at my crib sheet. It's called Shared Vision by Ronin.
Yeah.
So there we have it, the sounds of Ronin dying away there. That was Shared Vision. And now we go back to Headfuck record number one. I'm back on the A side, and this is Chronic Subversive by Ronin, and Really I Need Longer Arms. Very wise advice from Ronin there. So anyway, moving back onto volume 2 of Headfuck Records. This is on the AA side now, and this is a tune by Crash Systems called Pathfinder. Very good it is too. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Now what you gonna do now?
It was like Crash Systems with Pathfinder. And now we're back to Headfuck 1. This is the AA side, and this is Ronin with Deviant. Thank you. biscuits. Sorry about that, people. A little bit slow there on the old getting back to the microphone. So that was Ronin, and this is Ronin. This is Exit Wound off the AA side of Headfuck Volume 2. Ronin. Very, 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 very talented man. Very good music. Here we go, Exit Wound.
Thank you.
There we go. So that's the last one that we're going to hear off Volume 2 of Headfuck. Just a little quick word on dates. Volumes 1 and 2 were brought out in 99, according to my accurate sources in the house. That's the tail end of 99 was when they came out. We're now going to move on to Headfuck Records Volume 3. I should point out that the subtitle on this particular one is Tools for Terrorists. So all you terrorists out there, yeah, make good use of this. And this came out in 2000, nice yellow label on it. And this is the A1 track, and it's by Ronin. Finally, Headfolk putting themselves like big up on the front, basically. And this one is entitled Supermarket Sheep. Very good, it is too.
We'll be right back.
There we go, lovely bit of tunage there, Supermarket Sheep from Ronin. And now on to Dr. Syntax, another great member of the Headfuck sound system, lots of stuff of his on these early records. And this here is off record number 4, it's the A1 side, and this one is entitled Visions and Y Squared. I don't know whether it's actually sort of two tunes wedged together into one, but it only appears to be as one tune on this bit of vinyl. DJ Spectrum for you people. Lovely.
Thank you.
Sounds of Y Squared by I'll be DJ Spectrum dying away there. I don't know really if we can qualify that as GABA, but or whether or not DJ Spectrum would appreciate being part of the history of GABA. But I certainly think, you know, GABA and what have evolved into the hardcore and so on from the late 90s. Yeah, this is certainly part of that same kind of thing. Although obviously this is the kind of well, it's the big bass noises and the weird sounds kind of end of it, rather than, yeah, for the floor kicks. But yeah, anyway, so carrying on with a bit more of DJ Spectrum, this is going back to Headfolk number 3, and this here is The Vortex by DJ Spectrum. Oh, fucking hell. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Off there, lost, dancing away to DJ Synth Spectrum there. Absolutely fucking great track. I mean, maybe not, you know, banging enough for some people's definition of gabber, thus a kicking bass line, though. Really get any kind of dance floor moving, no matter how hardcore the people on it are, I'd say. Absolutely fantastic tune there from DJ Spectrum. That's off... It's off the third of the Headfuck records, and that one is called The Vortex by DJ Spectrum. So anyway, now we're on to side AA of the volume 4 of the Headfuck thing. This is apparently called Industrialized Scum. That's the name of the record, you know, the tagline on the record. The tune that we're going to listen to is by Ronin, and it's called Pembury Tavern. Very good it is too. We'll be right back. kick drums there for the aficionados of that kind of sort of gabber hardcore. That there was a great tune by Ronin. I certainly liked it a lot. I also quite can play it on 45. That one's called Pembury Tavern. So yeah, Ronin Pembury Tavern. And now we're going back to Tools for Terrorists, and we're going to have what we're going to have. This is by Drayton Stitch. This is called Sitchin's Nibiru. Yes, we all know who's going to write a title like Sitchin's Nibiru, don't we?
Thank you.
go. That was Stitch or Drayton Stitch with what's that one called? That one was called Sitchin's Nibiru. Anyway, now we're going to go on to Drayton Stitch's tune that's on Volume 4 of the Headfuck records, and this one's I think probably called something like Ardijal. That's an incredibly well spelled name, that. But yeah, here we go. A bit more Drayton Stitch for you. Oh, hang on a second. Here we go.
What used to be important isn't, and what should be important.
Private, the sounds of Stitch dying away there. That was on volume 4 of Headfight Records, and that one was Drayton Stitch's original, I think. Anyway, so that was that. Now we're on to the final of the 5 bits of vinyl that I've had to play for you tonight, and this is obviously Headfuck Volume 5. And the first one we're going to listen to that is the A2 side, which is Stitch versus Me and That. Just coming. Any minute now.
My sister's a scum sack and her and her love to bend her over and fucking stuff.
So there we go, proper Rungle Clad mashup madness from a man like Stitch, and he was just calling himself Stitch on that track, which was, oh god, where's my bit of paper? That one was called Versus Me and That. So yeah, anyway, this is back to volume 4, which is also called Industrialized Scum of Head Folk Records, and I find this is a really nice little touch. They basically put a bunch of samples on a little track right on the end of side AA. So, you know, if you're a budding producer, you can grab some of their noises and you know, do something with them. So, yeah, I'll just play you through those because I quite like it as an idea. I think it's we should see more of that, people kind of sharing the tools to make music.
Bitches! Fuck the police!
Stuck his fingers in my ass. I don't need this. Why do you let this go on?
No?
I've watched your kung fu, and I'm surprised. It's near perfection. Actually, Buddha palm and fist are the same origin. Left hand Buddha palm, right hand Buddha fist!
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon.
Concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
Bastard! All right.
And there we go, that's it for the lovely little noises from the Head Folk Creature, everybody. So sadly this is going to have to be my last tune because we're kind of running out of time and that. But yeah, we've kind of been through the first five volumes of it. And this is by DJ Spectrum and it's called Don't Fuck. And Mark Pitchless was telling me earlier this is his favourite track off the early Head Folk. And it's a fucking good one too. Got to say my favourite is that one by Ronin, what's it called, Chronic Subversive of Volume 1, but there we go. Anyway, this is Mark Pitchless' favourite, Don't Fuck, by DJ Syntax.
I'm outside.
Well, there you go. That's the little headfuck retrospective. Again, there might be some arguments about being Gabba, but certainly I think that was the kind of music you should have all been listening to in 99 and 2000. A little announcement. There's the Hackney Wickeds going on, and there's a garden that some of the Random Artists people have been making that was displayed at Glastonbury and so on, that's going to be down there, and a whole bunch of other stuff. I think the man you just heard, Fingers, will be playing down there on, you say on Saturday, Rich? Don't know. Anyway, you might well be playing down there. Anyway, hopefully I've got all the information in some emails sent to me, and I'm going to be putting it up online. So hopefully by now, because we're recording this Sunday and it'll be Wednesday when you hear it, there will be information on randomartists.org. That's www.randomartists.org. Go in there and check it out, and there should be a link to the Hackney Wicked thing taking place in Hackney Wick Friday through Sunday. Nice one.